Hi, welcome to Vila Cast, episode 5.
April, finish.
April 12th, 2006. I'm Kellen.
I'm Haley.
I'm Denise.
And I'm Danielle.
Woo!
Yeah.
You suck.
Okay.
I will breathe, Kellen.
I will lean
Kellen
back.
Kellen had to practice many times the opening to get it, and she still messed up.
Especially the
that's
I am Kellen
I
part.
Yeah.
I leaned in too close, okay? And then
yeah.
That's probably going to be really loud.
Yes.
Breathe.
Okay. Anyway, let's go to Denise for
the news.
2 weeks news.
Daily news.
Yeah. Okay, so a portrait of Dan Radcliffe was revealed at the National Portrait Gallery in London, among 40 other pieces of artwork that are already there.
Okay.
And Dan's piece in particular was created by Stuart Pearson Wright, who most remember for his depiction of J.K. Rowling last September. Dan originally posed for the sketch when he was 14 and recently commented on the final piece of work. I love it. Until recently, I'd seen a peek of it in the catalog, but not actually seen the real thing. It was strange seeing myself as I was 2 years ago, not as I am now. If you look at each individual part of my face, they look exactly like part of my face.
That's
very smart.
I know. Together, it's surreal. It's a great honor to be in there among such amazing actors and actresses. Of interest, Wright also created portraits of Alan Rickman, who plays Snape, and Timothy Spall, who plays Pettigrew. Sorry. Those two will also be revealed Wednesday, which is today. For more information, go to the entertainment news of BBC.com. And the West Ham team of England is inspired by Harry Potter. West Ham is the soccer team that's Dean Thomas's like favorite team, and the manager Alan Pardew has revealed that Harry Potter influenced the team's success this season. He said, "I surround myself with strong characters, winners, and people who I like to think have good, sensible morals. I include all my staff and players in that, and if I don't see it in an individual, then I get rid of that person." If you've seen the Harry Potter films, we use the term dementors, people who can draw the life out of you in terms of your energy. So we eradicate the dementors, encourage the positive people, and that spreads around to create the team spirit we have here. And on last episode, you guys talked about the wombat test on JKR.com, and the wombat results are now in on JKR.com. So all you need to do is click on the student ID card, which is found on her desk, and enter your ID number, and a certificate revealing your results will appear. And also, stay tuned for another more difficult wombat test on Joe's site. And also, for all you dedicated fans that just can't wait for more Harry Potter, the fifth Harry Potter movie will be coming out July 13th, 2007. And
that's really loud.
Sorry.
And this was from an official Warner Brothers statement. So yeah,
it
we're
is
not
official.
Joking.
It's official. We don't mess around here at ViewCast.
Actually, we do.
We don't mess around with Harry Potter.
Not with stuff like this. Serious stuff, man.
Wait, can we talk about the wombats?
I
still have not taken the test.
Oh, that's the end of Denise's news.
Yeah. Oh, wait, let's talk about the wombats for a second. We finally figured out how to take the test, except it's a little too late now because the door's locked.
Yeah.
Again.
Well, no, we did take it. Well, what we couldn't figure out was how to move the tassel around on
the graduation hat.
But you have to move it, like, all the way around, like, a couple times or something.
Yeah.
So I took the test, and I got my results, and I got acceptable.
So did I. Which is surprising, because I'm Haley, and I'm a retard.
Can I still take it?
No,
the door's locked again.
But
you can take the next one.
We'll have to wait for the Wombat Grade 2, which is, like, the next
test. And it's supposed to be harder.
Do you think it's not going to be in the same place, right? Like, we'll have to find it again.
Or
so maybe
it'll
be behind the door.
Like, we're going back.
Yeah.
Like it did last time.
Yeah, it'll probably be behind the door, but we'll probably have to do something else to get to it.
But there's some stuff in there that I wasn't really sure, like the pest advisory board. I didn't know that existed.
What the heck? So a couple of them I just guessed. I'm like, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Like, how are we supposed to know that? Is there a book? I know there's the Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, and then Quidditch Through the Ages. You can get those, right?
I have those.
You do?
I think so.
You think so?
No, I mean, because my cousin gave me a box set with all these things in it from Harry Potter.
Can I? You have to show me that.
Yeah, I have to bring it.
So, I don't know, maybe that information is in there to get better than, you know.
To study.
Yeah.
Wait,
study.
But,
I'm going to study for my Wombat test.
Do you think you have to take Wombat grade 1 to take grade 2?
Oh, no. Oh, no, but that would stink. No, I don't think she would.
Yeah, you do, because you print out your little Wombat, like, student identification thing, and you use, like, the same one.
But well, maybe, like, well, she could just send another one to someone else. Because, like, what if, like, they're on vacation or something?
Or what if someone couldn't get into the first one? And or what if they lost their ID, like I did?
I think that would be very unfair if that...
Yeah, I think you have to take the first one because it's, like...
Special privileges, aww.
No, I mean, like, if
you just like it because you took it. If you didn't take it, you'd be on my side.
You did take it. You just lost your thing because you're...
I know.
Aww. Shut up.
No, I'm just saying, if it was a real thing, you can't just skip to the second one.
Or they would probably say, enter your ID to take number 2.
Yeah. Because there's a room, and, like, if you pass it, like, goes on a plaque on the wall, and then there's
really?
More room, so, yeah.
Awesome.
So then, you would get more. That's what, you should have printed it out instead of
writing it down. I just saved it onto, a notepad thing on my computer.
Oh my god, I know where it is! Oh. I know where it is!
Okay.
I'm really excited
now.
Oh,
she just remembered.
Good idea.
And just to tell our listeners, Denise is back with us.
Oh, yeah.
For not being here for the past.
That's been me the whole time.
Duh.
And Megan and Ariel are here.
Megan and Ariel are here because Ariel is, like, traveling somewhere.
Traveler. Yeah. Because it's spring break here.
Yeah, we have spring break right now, so that's why it's a Wednesday.
And Meg's on a college
tour. But I'm not going to release it until Sunday, so you guys have to wait.
Oh, by the way, if this is coming out on Sunday, happy Easter!
Oh, yeah,
happy
true.
Easter.
If
good
you
luck
celebrate
finding
Easter
eggs and
eggs.
Yeah.
Eggies.
Getting candy and...
And fun stuff like that.
Bunny.
That we don't do anymore.
Or have fun laying an egg.
No, I still do egg hunts. What are you talking about?
I do an egg hunt, too.
My family doesn't do it.
They're
like, you're too
fun.
Old. You can't
me
hunt
either.
For eggs anymore.
I don't do that anymore
they're
either.
They're fun.
What?
Okay.
They're so
okay.
It's just the Asian people.
So,
hi, Serena. Sorry.
Oh.
She said hi.
We'll do that at the end.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
geez.
So our main topic is... Dumbledore. Professor Dumbledore.
Dumbledore.
Okay, basic info. His full name is Albus Percival Wulfric Brian Dumbledore. Whew. We're not exactly sure where that whole name comes from. And then Voldemort refers to him as, quote, that champion of commoners of mudbloods and muggles. So basically he's the Voldemort of the good side.
Woohoo.
Right?
Well, like, the good...
Voldemort.
Yeah,
like,
the Voldemort
equivalent
of the
to
good
power.
Side.
The tamed Voldemort.
That's yes. Okay. He's got blue eyes and white hair, which was originally Auburn. He of course, died in Half-Blood Prince towards the end. Or
horrible.
Did he?
I think he did.
He died. He's dead.
Okay. His brother, Aberforth, was once persecuted for practicing inappropriate charms on a goat. Aberforth also appears in the photo of the original Order of the Phoenix, and he is the bartender at the Hogshead in Hogsmeade, which I didn't know that until, like, today.
I didn't know that either.
It's the same description.
A quote from the book describing Dumbledore is, he wore half-moon glasses, had a long crooked nose, and flowing silver hair, beard, and mustache. And a note, Dumbledore is not Ron or Harry from the future.
Yeah, as many people have said.
Wait, what's with, like, the crooked noses? Because, like, J.K. Rowling, like, kind of makes a big deal about that.
No, she doesn't.
There's crooked nose, and then, like, Snape has, like, the
hooked
nose.
It's just describes...
Yeah,
it's just describing them, what they look like, so we can actually
imagine. Well, it doesn't do that
it.
To, like, Harry, Ron, or Hermione.
Because they don't have messed
they're
up noses.
They're not
like,
yet.
Good.
Okay.
Okay. whatever. So that's basic.
Is yours nose crooked?
Okay, so, okay, one thing I wanted to bring up was...
Phoenix?
Guys, sorry. Yeah, the sorry. Phoenix. Okay, he's so closely tied to the Phoenix throughout, like, the entire series. Like, it's called the Order of the Phoenix. He has a pet Phoenix. His Patronus is a Phoenix.
It is?
Yeah, the Phoenix is the bird of rebirth.
Reborn. It could be... So maybe rebirth. Dumbledore, his spirit will be reborn, maybe.
Ooh.
Sorry. But, and, like, everything is just, like... And the fact that the Phoenix that he does have is the one in Harry's and Voldemort's wand is like almost that's like too connected.
Yeah, it's like true. They're weird. All three of them are connected.
Do you think he had Fox before the wands were made, or like, because they live kind of like forever? So do you think he like got Fox after or before?
I think he got Fox before. I don't know. That's just how I always thought of it.
Yeah, I just always assumed that it was before.
Like, yeah.
It could... Well, they never said it came after, but... But, like, it, I mean, then how would Dumbledore know that the two feathers came from his?
Yeah.
Maybe someone told... Oh.
Well, no, because the Ollivander guy had to go to him to, like, if he did own Fox, be like, can I use feather for, like, wand cores?
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah, he probably had it before.
Who?
Dumbledore
probably had Fox.
Or yeah. Maybe Ollivander had it, and then he gave it to Dumbledore.
Maybe.
Oh. Then how would possibility. Because how would he know that the two feathers came from the same one? Ollivander told him.
Yeah, probably. He's like, I just had to use two feathers. one, sorry. But for the Bird of Rebirth thing, it's like...
Symbolic.
Immortality, almost. Like, yeah, do you think that Joe's trying to tell us something with that? Like,
Dumbledore will be reborn. Maybe, because, like, in the Chamber of Secrets, like, Fox, like, comes, you know, in the chamber, and then, like, Harry's kind of saved, and so... Oh, maybe Dumbledore will come out of nowhere and save him.
Well...
okay.
The only thing with that...
I don't know. And also with the fourth one, like, when he hears, like, the Phoenix song or something. And that saves him also.
You mean the Phoenix Lament? No, oh, the Phoenix song. Oh.
Oh, yeah, what is with the Phoenix song? The prior incantatum or something. Whatever he's
called. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And the Phoenix song flies over both of them.
And, like, no, it's like a web of thing, and here's the Phoenix song, and then...
I think it's, like, kind of like a sign of, like, hope, almost, because it... Remember reading that, like, Harry felt, like...
Saved.
Like, calm, and, like, it, like, helped him.
Safe.
Yeah, and it gave him, like, the courage to go on and, like, fight Voldemort still until he could, like, leave with the portkey, you know? Like, I think the whole idea of, like, the Phoenix is, like, of hope, basically, I guess. And stuff like that, like...
What? Sorry. Like, going along with that.
Go.
No, continue.
No, I'm done.
Oh. Sorry, I just thought of it. Because if that's the case where it has to do with hope, then, you know, at the very end of the sixth book, when, like, Fox, you know, like, goes over Dumbledore's grave?
Uh-huh. What?
Like,
yeah
there's, like, a white light or something.
No, it leaves his grave when they're burning it.
Well, yeah, but, so maybe it's, like, hope of Dumbledore coming back.
Well, I think that also goes with, like, Dumbledore's image too, because Dumbledore's like, everyone thinks of him as like this hero and he can do anything, so he kind of represents like hope too, because like he's like
save
encouraging
everyone.
People, yeah. So I think.
Wait.
But
I have something else.
What?
again with, like, you know how the Phoenix has healing powers?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How come he couldn't, like, heal Dumbledore, like, when, like, you know, he fought the ring and stuff? And, you know, he was, like, badly scarred and stuff? How come Phoenix, couldn't help him?
Oh, like, the finger, right? That's, like...
Yeah. And, like, he was all, like...
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe, like,
I think
it can't fix that much. It's
no,
like,
but it has healing powers, though.
Yeah, if it could save Harry.
But that was, like, a really...
It was, like, dark
that
magic.
That was really cursed.
It wasn't, like a cut or something.
Yeah.
It was, like, a curse.
But it doesn't say healing powers for cuts. It has, like, it's just healing powers to heal your body and soul.
No,
because
then no one would ever die if it healed everything. That's true. And there would be no point in...
Voldemort would be trying to steal Fox instead of...
Yeah.
Yeah, there has to be, like, a limit to the powers.
Then they'll be reborn. Otherwise, it would be, like, almost like an elixir of life type thing. That's not possible.
It's too perfect.
You know what? I still stick with that.
Okay, I want to bring up the Phoenix, what you mentioned kind of before, leaving his body. Do you remember Harry saw, like, in the smoke when they're burning Dumbledore's body at the funeral? Do you remember that? And he thought he saw, for a moment, like, a Phoenix leaving, like, through the smoke, like, the shape. So was that, like, a Patronus, or, like, what?
Or maybe,
what was that?
I don't think it was a Patronus. Maybe it's just, like, showing that, like, he'll have help later on. Like, because you know how Dumbledore said before, I forgot which book, like, oh, no, it's second book, I think, when he's, like, if you need help, you can always ask for it and it will always come, or something like that.
Yeah, it's, and like, then, those who are loyal to me shall always find help or something.
Maybe. No. Like, what Harry said, like, Dumbledore will never be gone unless all those loyal to him have.
I know, that's what Dumbledore said first. He said that to Harry, and Harry regurgitated it.
Yeah, like, when they're hiding in Hagrid's hut.
Oh.
Remember, like, when they're under the invisibility cloak and Dumbledore and
Fudge. I thought he said that to Lucius.
Oh, yeah, no, because he was leaving for Azkaban.
Yeah. Well, moving on.
Okay, well, about the Phoenix leaving this thing, I think I don't think it's Patronus either, but we don't really know how external they are. Like,
what?
Like, how external Patronus and Animagus forms are.
What do you mean by external?
Yeah. Like, does a Patronus, like, okay, because we kind of see, like, Patronus is kind of, like...
reflect the person's character?
Yeah, and they also, they, like, listen to the person, so they're kind of, like, their own kind of, like, being. So was it just, like, the Patronus form leaving Dumbledore?
Or, like when he dies, it, like, leaves too?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, if that's the case, wouldn't it have left the moment he was hit by the curse?
Vatican. Yeah, had? Instead of when...
Well, when he's falling down, would it, like, just, like, fly out?
Okay. Like, I'm gone.
I mean, why would it choose then to leave the body if that's true?
More impact.
Well, I don't really think it was the Patronus, but I know a lot of people, like, brought that up, like... What was it exactly?
I don't think it is. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's, like, a form of respect. Because, I mean, it would make sense if like, Avada Kedavra, and then all of a sudden it's like, woo. But, like, I mean, it's not really the way that, like, it's not really complete, like, because it's just, oh, he's dead. But, like, at the funeral, that's, like, kind of completing his existence. Like, funerals are meant for, like, closure and, you know, saying good things. And so, finally, once his... like, everything is...
done.
Yeah.
It's
complete.
It's finished. Like, when it's, like, everything is done that needs to be done.
Oh, I have a point to make. Isn't there a thing about, like, the sign of the phoenix and it's, like, smoke rising or something?
That's what I've been talking about. Like,
no.
In the smoke.
I know, but, like, what's that thing where it's, like, if you see smoke rising, then it's, like, a sign of the phoenix?
Huh? I have no idea.
I don't know.
Maybe our viewers can help us on that, but we have
to
just
you.
Like the microwave downstairs.
Well, I think it could be one of two things. It could be like representing like his spirit, like leaving and going wherever it goes when people die. Like what you said, like how that would like complete everything, and then, or it could be like his Patronus.
I don't think it's the Patronus. I
think it's just supposed to be kind of, like, symbolic of, like, him leaving, like, mm-hmm. he is.
Like, his soul flying away.
Yeah, like, he's gone, but he's still kind of there.
He will,
like,
be reborn.
In your presence. How kind of, like, some people think, like, oh, like, people who leave us, they're still with us. Like, that's probably the case.
You can't see them, but you can sense their presence.
Yeah, like, yeah. I know he's, like, I know, like, Dumbledore will be in, like, the portrait and stuff, but it's, like, he'll be there in another way, maybe.
Yeah. I think she chose the phoenix just because it's kind of, like, the perfect animal for him. It's, like...
elegant.
Yeah, and it represents him. Just, like, that makes sense how it's, like, his Patronus, because you know how the Patronus is, like, the animal form, or Animagus is, like, the animal form of what you would be. Mm-hmm. So I think that Phoenix was, like, I mean, can you really imagine any other animal?
Not really.
I mean, she could always make up something else, but
Phoenix seems more fitting for him.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Why does he have so many names? That's kind of funny. No one else has that many.
Albus, okay, what is it again? Albus, Percival, Wulfric, Brian, Dumbledore.
Do you think his parents gave him those names, or did he, like, add them himself?
Probably his parents just gave them to him.
Well, I think Dumbledore's kind of, like, quirky, you know, so what would his parents be, too?
I think
let's give him, like, 5 million names.
Yeah.
Oh, why not?
I mean, his brother didn't have...
Yeah, Aberforth.
Yeah, it's just, like, Aberforth.
Well...
Was this his younger or older brother?
Younger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait, like...
So maybe he's, like, the first... He's, like, the oldest son and, like...
So, let's give him 5 million names.
Yeah.
Well, you know how, like, royalty, like, has a lot of names? Like, it's kind of maybe, like, showing that, like, he's really important. I don't know. I don't think it's that significant.
Well, I think...
That's just my opinion.
I think that, that, yeah... Joe just, like, gave him a bunch of names because it would make him
goes
sound
with
more
his personality.
Important.
Yeah.
Which he is.
Obviously.
Oh, okay. Okay, Dumbledore is an old English word for bumblebee, and according to JKR, who says that... Oh, she named him that because she imagines him wandering around the castle humming to herself, to himself. That's why she named him.
Oh,
he does that
cute.
A lot.
Yeah. Which we kind of do see in the book sometimes, like, him, like, humming.
Mm-hmm.
He's, like, kind of, like,
loose,
weird, like that.
And he's
well, like,
funny.
The oddment tweak thing.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh. It's, like, I have
are
a few
those...
words to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
I don't think it means anything.
I think it was just to show how he is quirky and, like, you know.
So quirky that he's lots of names.
Oh, yeah, and I like that one part where it's, like, one of the first couple books, and he's like, I was, like, going for, like, I had to go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's like, I found a bathroom. When I went back to investigate in the morning, it wasn't there. And
like,
we find out later
it's
the
requirement.
Yeah, we found out that out.
And he's
later.
Like, maybe the room only appears when
it's
5 a.m.
Yeah,
or when the guest has, like, a particularly full
bladder.
Yeah.
I love
that
part.
That's funny.
Okay, so one of the biggest questions is...
Is he dead or not
dead?
yeah.
That was for dramatic effect.
Yes.
Okay, the only... Most of us... Well, we all think he's dead, right?
Yeah.
But
dead and physically.
We don't know,
like,
about Meg and Ariel, but I think... We think that he's dead. Sorry.
Spiritually, I think he's gonna be reborn. Like,
okay.
Phoenix.
Well, since I'm going to just take the point of that he's alive, just so
mm-hmm.
we can...
Argue.
I want to... Yeah, well, no, because I want to show... Because I know a lot of people think he is alive, so I want to represent that half of the... I don't want to...
Go, Danielle. Well, we're against you.
Okay,
represent
so...
People.
Okay, wait. One thing, you guys all have to check out dumbledoresnotdead.com.
Oh, I think I kind of glanced
really?
At that.
Yeah.
There's a site for it? Wow.
Yeah, it's really good. They really did their homework. They kind of go through the whole book and show, like, all the signs of, like...
Details of why he's truly
yeah,
alive.
Why he could be alive, and it's really, it almost convinced me, but there's some things that just...
How could he survive an Avada Kedavra? And then on top of that, falling off.
Well, because there's this whole thing of it could not be Avada Kedavra. Like, it could be something else.
But didn't he,
except
he
said
like,
Avada,
say Avada Kedavra.
Yeah, but you guys have to read it. It's like, because he could have just been
he could have said that, but then said
non-verbal
another...
non-verbal thing that
yeah.
he actually... Because...
Can you do that? Like, two spells at the same time?
Well, we don't know.
Well, maybe he just said it and then did one on his mind and then
like
chose one.
Okay, wait. I want to point out the missing text, though.
Okay.
In the UK version, there's missing text that is in the US version. And, like, okay, a bunch of people, like, laugh it off because, like, oh, they're always different, so it doesn't really matter. But if you read it, it's, like, it reveals a lot more, so you can see why the editors might take it out. So, but, one of the questions all it kind of relies on if the editors know anything about the future books. Do you think so?
I don't know.
What was the part left out, though?
Okay, this is it. Quote, he cannot kill you if you're already dead. Oh, he's talking to Draco. in the tower. He cannot kill you if you're already dead. Nobody would be surprised if you had died in your attempt to kill me. Forgive me, but Lord Voldemort probably expects it. Nor would the Death Eaters be surprised that we had captured and killed your mother. It is what they would do themselves, after all. Okay, now if you read this in the context, it's, like, very convincing that they took it out because it gives too much away, so that he might not
be dead.
Really be dead.
Hmm. Wait, so they took that out only in the UK version?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, how does that... How does that say that
No, because...
I don't get it.
I know. That's, because like, a really crucial part, I think.
It gives a lot away. Like, it gave away the plan that, like, he was going to, like, not kill Draco. Like, he wasn't going to kill him, that he was going to hide him and his mother. Because they would, he was saying, like, they would expect us to do that because that's what they would do anyway. So then they were going to go into hiding.
No, but, then, like, they definitely shouldn't have lost that out. I mean, it's not fair that we know that and they don't.
Well, I know, that's the point. Like, it's so, like, revealing, so it's like, that's why I think it's really important, because it says a lot, because if you, I mean, just reading it doesn't sound like that much, but if you read it on the page with all the other stuff around it, it really does give a lot away of, like, what would have happened, or what, why, and, yeah, I think it's really, I know there's a lot of things different in, like, the books, like Dudley's first word in the U.S. version is won't, and then in the U.K. it's shan't.
Oh, yeah. Because it's, like, different. How they
shall
say it.
Not, yeah. Or whatever. So, but I think that part is, like, really important, because it's, like, don't they have to, like, consult J.K. before they take out big chunks of, like, information?
Yeah, did they talk to her about it?
So, I don't know. They probably didn't. Because how come, like, one set of editors could take it out and then the other people didn't?
It seems like an important, like, piece that they shouldn't have taken out.
I think it could have just been a mistake.
Accident?
Yeah, I think the UK publishers could have been thinking it was, like, repetitious, and they didn't really realize what it was, like, what's the word? Not alluding to.
Implying.
Oh.
Yeah, implying.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's kind of connected with the Unbreakable Vow thing, which is what we're going to talk about next, is, like, if Dumbledore did have one with Snape, that, like, or, I mean, Snape had one with Narcissa, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I think you mean that, like, Snape could have one with Narcissa, and Dumbledore could have one with Snape, which would, like, negate the other one. Is that what you're talking about?
Kind of.
Or, like, if Snape had one with Dumbledore first, then the other one doesn't really count.
Yeah.
I wonder how that works.
Can you have more than one in Breakable Vow?
I don't know, because if those two contradict each other, then what happens?
I know, it's like, do you just, like, explode?
Oh, another thing, this is kind of a weak argument, but another thing is, like, at the funeral, we don't actually, like, see Dumbledore's body. It's just wrapped up, and we never actually see it.
Maybe so, that's, like, out of respect.
I know, but that's another, it's just, like, a weak argument that he could be alive, because we didn't actually
see him.
Like, him, so it could have not been his body and stuff.
That's true.
And that, like, and that could be why, like, Fox didn't even go to, like, try and, like,
save him
because he knew he wasn't gonna die or wasn't dead. Because wouldn't you think Fox would, like, do
be
something?
There. Fox would try and
because
save.
Fox, we saw him, like...
Help Harry.
Yeah, and also, can't he get places by, like, he bursts into fire and then he's somewhere else?
I remember, like, he went to go check something, like, in Order of the Phoenix.
Oh, yeah, he went to,
and
like...
And he left a feather. It was, like...
It was, like, the alert that Umbridge knew that the Weasley kids were out of their beds.
Yeah. So then he, like, it was just a burst of flame and then a feather was, like, on the ground. So can he, like... It's kind of almost like apparition, but with fire. Can he do that?
Wait,
I
don't
know. I kind of... Sorry.
Sorry.
I kind of have a point, like, against what you're talking about with Fox, because, like, the day after Dumbledore died, or, like, right after or something, then there was, like, the lament. So why would he lament if Dumbledore wasn't dead? You know?
Wait. Well, maybe Fox didn't really know. I mean, it's not like he's, like, telling Fox, like, okay, this is the plan. You have okay, to Fox pretend I'm dead, so you have to, like, sing.
Fox the man, sing the funeral.
So, like, maybe Fox, like, thought he was dead or something.
Well, because... you're contradicting yourself. You're saying that Fox...
Well, that's because I don't really... I think he's dead. I'm pointing out the things that people think why he's alive. I don't think he's alive. But
yeah.
We have to represent that side of the argument. Otherwise, it's like there's no point in talking.
It's like
about
we're just
it.
Arguing against ourselves.
Yeah.
He is dead. Well, back to the Unbreakable Vow. Did Dumbledore do one? Do you think Dumbledore did one with Snape?
I think so.
Saying, like, if Draco couldn't kill me, then you have to kill me?
Yeah, because otherwise Draco would die.
Yeah.
And also, if he didn't, like, kill Dumbledore, then Snape's Unbreakable Vow with Narcissa would be, like, he would be dead because he would have not fulfilled that Unbreakable Vow, so.
Plus, wasn't he kind of, like, pleading Snape to do it because he kept saying please
yeah.
and stuff? And,
like, well, when I initially Snape. Read it, I thought he was, like.
Like, save me.
Yeah. But now that I look back at it, I think it could be.
Like,
and
please
I think,
do it.
And it said, like, Snape's face was, like, furious. So I think he was, like, mad at Dumbledore for making him do this because he's, like, he's... Mm-hmm.
That's
no one
so
would
want
well,
also he need, and also he needed to be furious to do the curse anyway.
Yeah.
So that
Which
the
is
other
another point of, like, why Dumbledore could be alive is because, like, how could Snape really kill him?
Yeah.
Because you can't...
Well...
You can't... No, wait. Because remember Bellatrix said, like,
to
do
you
the Christianus curse? You, like, want...
Pain.
You have to, like, enjoy it, she said. I remember that because it was like, ugh. And like, and like, it's not something that you can just be like, oh, I have to. So,
oh,
I'm not a good like, ever. Yeah, and it's something that really comes from like your heart and like what you really
anger.
Yeah.
Well, how do you know Snape can be trusted? It's like it's kind of what like Harry and Ron and Hermione have been saying like the whole time that maybe he shouldn't be trusted. I mean, he was a Death Eater, and like. I don't know, like, your argument, it makes sense, so I have, like, no idea. It's like, should he be trusted, or shouldn't he be trusted?
We'll talk about that next
Yeah, we'll talk
show.
About that next show.
Oh, yeah, Snape, sorry.
Yeah, but,
wait,
ooh, suspense.
Okay, wait. One thing around, a bunch of things around the whole Dumbledore's Alive thing is, like, they mentioned that the new portrait of Dumbledore was in the office.
Yeah.
Didn't they? And like
Oh that, yeah, and you have to be dead
yeah,
to have your portrait in the office.
Like to appear there or whatever happens and so that it's like it shows that like yes, he's passed on and it's time for a new headmaster or headmistress. And also like the Phoenix Lament from like from the he is dead point of view is like he's dead because he's lamenting and stuff.
Yeah.
And like the spell was lifted off of Harry when
oh yeah,
the freezing spell. So like, I don't think if he really was alive, like he's like flying over the edge of the town. He's like, wait, I have to take off the spell of Harry so that they all know I'm dead. Like, I don't think he would have time to. I mean, he is Dumbledore, so maybe. But
I don't think he like if he's like kind of weary, like always gonna lose his life. I don't think he's gonna just think. Oh, well, Harry here.
What?
I'm just like, I'm basically repeating what Danielle just said.
Yeah, I don't know what the.
Okay, in support of Dumbledore is dead, I kind of got this off somewhere, but. Okay, often in heroic stories, the mentor of the lead character dies before the hero has the final confrontation with the ultimate evil.
Yeah.
This is seen time and time again, famously in films like Star Wars, when Obi-Wan killed by Vader,
mm-hmm.
And Lord of the Rings, when Gandalf dies.
Yeah. When he comes back.
Resurrected,
That's
but the hero oh. doesn't realize it's after the quest is complete.
Oh.
What?
Never no, mind. The okay. hero
no,
doesn't
know. Gandalf the
yeah.
White came back to help him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but...
And that was,
way
before
he got
the
question.
Wait, that's
ended.
Another
yeah.
that's another thing I read on DoubleRsNotDead.com, I think, on there, for another plug.
Yeah, but he's not really alive, but his spirit is.
But
huh?
I mean, comparing him
okay.
to, like,
Lord of the Rings
stuff, like, he does come back, so that's, like, another thing, because
yeah.
it's kind of, like, the
Looks
same.
Looks like he died, but he comes
well,
back somehow.
Yeah, but, like, in Lord of the Rings, like, he comes back, but he's different. And so maybe he comes back in a different way.
Dumbledore will come back in a different way.
Maybe I think we are going to see something of
Dumbledore
the Grave.
But I don't
know.
the Grave?
No, the Grave.
Oh, the Grave. Like, Gandalf the Grey and Gandalf the White.
Which it kind of leads into, like, his role in Book 7.
Yeah.
Like, I think we are going to see something from him because if it would be kind of disappointing if we didn't see anything. Even if it's just, like, Harry thinking of, like, something that Dumbledore said to him that, like, would help him and, like, not inspire, but, like, what's another word?
Motivate?
Yeah, motivate him to, like, continue on. Because if you think about it, like, Harry has to do all this stuff in Book 7, and, like, that's a lot.
Yeah.
In one book, I mean, destroy all the Horcruxes. Kill Voldemort. I mean, that's...
It seems like it'd take a lot of pages to write.
Yeah.
2,000.
And it's 2,000.
Okay.
And, like, it's kind of, oh my gosh, I always forget what I'm going to say when I say it.
Because you wait so long.
Oh, it's kind of like serious, like how we were saying before, that since Dumbledore is now dead, like, Harry doesn't need that support anymore. And, you know, the death of a mentor, it's, like, always, like, the turning point. And it's, like, how the hero, which is Harry, he's learned everything that he needs to. I mean, he heard all of Dumbledore's theories of, oh, you know, I think these are the Horcruxes, so now Harry's gonna be like, oh, okay, I know they are. Cool, I'll go kill them.
Yeah, that's... well, like that, that's but... the thing with Jo, like, when she doesn't need a character anymore, when they have fulfilled their purpose, she kills them off, pretty much, I mean...
So that means Harry's gonna get killed off after he kills Voldemort, because he's fulfilled his purpose?
Boom!
Yeah, even though Danielle doesn't think that. Still in denial.
I'm just saying... Yeah. I just think that if she's going to, then I don't like you for listening this. It no, because...
But if she kills him in a very heroic and symbolic
way... I don't care.
Way,
whoa, martyr. Whoa. Don't mess with me, Kellen. Okay.
No, I will.
Sacrifice for all the wizards.
Yeah, that's very honorable.
Who have, like, been so mean to him this whole time because they, like... Never mind, we're talking about Dumbledore.
Yeah, let's go
on. The next thing is, like, what happened to his wand? Because, like, what do people do with their wizard's wand when they die? Like, do they keep it, or...
Maybe the wand was burned.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay, do you remember that song?
Oh, and then there's a phoenix tail in it, and maybe that's what was going out of the smoke. If they burned the wand with him.
Does it have a phoenix tail in it? Does it...
Dumbledore? Oh, wait. I don't know.
You don't know.
Wait, listen. Do you remember that song Hagrid and Slughorn were singing when they were drunk when Harry was trying to get the thing?
Yeah.
About the hero called Odo? I wrote it down.
Odo,
it goes,
sounds like Frodo.
Okay, and Odo the hero, they bore him back home to the place that he'd known as a lad. They laid him to rest with his hat inside out, and his wand snapped in two, which was sad. So do you think that's like a tradition, like they snap wands in half when
Probably.
They die?
So that no one else can use it. Even though technically
no
one can.
Oh, I just remember something.
Because the wands are meant for certain wizards.
Yeah, but remember, Neville had his dad's wand.
Yeah, you can
and
still
also
use
Ron,
it.
And also, Ron has a hand-me-down one. But,
yeah.
I mean, they're not dead, though. They're not
dead.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, he's
Neville's
not dead.
Neville's dad's
not
dead, really, so. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I know that's... I know a lot of people think that, like, that's what they do is the 172, but me, personally, I don't think that's what they do, because it's just a song. That's just what happened to one...
Odo.
One wizard. I mean, that doesn't... Just because that's, like... I think people are clinging on to that, like, that it's something because that's the only thing that she's really mentioned about what happens to wands. But I think it's really up to whoever. Like,
they didn't mention what they did when they did for Cedric's wand.
Or Sirius's wand.
Yeah, they didn't
yeah.
say... Well, Sirius is really dead.
She doesn't really mention it. Yeah.
Wait, did he take his wand with him?
Well,
was he like?
He was holding.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it was in
sound
his
effects
hand.
And all.
Well, I think they would have mentioned because Harry would obviously keep it.
Yeah.
Oh, Sirius.
If he had it. Oh, Sirius is one.
So I think.
That night.
So what happened to Dumbledore's wand?
We don't know. It didn't
maybe
mention.
We'll find
it.
Out.
It was in his hand, and he flew over the side, and then he's laying there, and then like.
Maybe they just put it in with his body.
I would think that they would. Yeah. I'm serious. Like, what if they did keep it? Because Dumbledore, he's like...
The greatest wizard of all time.
Yeah.
This is like, the wand let's he
just,
used.
Like, let's just, like, burn it, because, I don't know, I don't think they would do that.
Well, what if someone tries to steal it, even though they technically can't use it?
Yeah. Like, they could use it, but it wouldn't work well with them.
Well, they wouldn't really work.
They have their own wand, what's the point?
Wands kind of have their own life, and so I guess if the owner dies, then it kind of dies with them. Because, they kind of do have their own life, because when Harry was trying out all...
No, I don't think that's true, because how do you know that Harry's wand wasn't created before he was even born? So what? That doesn't even...
It has...
It doesn't have to be...
Yeah, I don't think it links to their life.
Yeah.
Because what if your wand snaps
breaks,
in half?
Then when you die, like, yeah, is Ron supposed to be dead
like,
then?
Because like, other people's their wands are, like, well, snapped a lot and have tape on it.
Spellotape.
Well, yeah. Spellotape. Even if, like, I know even though the wand snaps... I mean, because the owner's still not dead, but... Because, like, Hagrid, like, his wand got snapped, but he still uses it. But, like, but Hagrid's not dead, though, so maybe it dies. Okay, we don't know this. We don't
even
know.
Yeah, we're going on.
We're just, this is just theory.
I think we should let's do Riddle's Riddle now.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I can get it again.
How many do you have?
What? Excuse you.
I am sort of nuts, too. I don't know. They're kind of really bad. They're not that, like, riddle-tastic. I was in a rush this morning. Okay.
Last minute, Kellen?
Yes.
Ooh.
Okay, back in later.
You have 5 apples on a table and you take away 2. How many do you have?
Wait, you have 5 apples on a table and you take away. Why?
Because you're the one taking 2.
You take 2 apples.
And then what does it say at the end? Wait, what is the question?
You have 5 apples on the table, and you take away 2. How many do you have?
2. Oh, do you have? Yeah. Because you took them away.
Oh. You take away 2.
You answered it too fast.
I know.
Yeah,
that was easy.
I'm telling you, these riddles aren't real tastic.
No, you're not even giving our listeners a chance. If you know the answer, wait.
Well,
like,
I was just guessing.
Whatever.
Okay.
Whatever. Go.
Before Mount Everest was discovered, what was the tallest mountain?
No.
Wait. Mount Everest isn't a mountain.
What?
I don't know. Studied your geography, Denise.
Wait, what was the highest
mountain? Everest.
Before Mount Everest was discovered, what was the tallest mountain?
It was still the same one.
It was Mount Everest.
I said Mount Everest.
Because you know it wasn't...
I got it.
I said it first. I was like, Mount Everest.
Yeah, and I'm getting some of these from the manga Azumanga Dao, so.
What?
No, the riddle.
I just heard like this
crazy
lingo.
These riddles aren't mine. They're from that manga.
Okay.
A car, a truck has watermelons, apples, and bananas, and it turns a corner. What drops?
Nothing.
No, something drops.
Oil.
A truck carrying watermelons, bananas, and apples turns a corner. What drops?
Wait. Apples. An apple.
You say apples.
Bananas.
You say bananas.
Wait.
His
hat.
Is it one of the fruit?
It's one of the three, right?
Well, think of the jokes or the riddles that I've told and how you have to think out of it, how they're like.
Answer, is it one of those three?
No, it isn't.
Yes. Okay.
His hat.
I never said he was wearing a hat.
Is he wearing a hat?
What if the girl truck driver?
What falls out? Is that the question?
No, what drops?
Like, what drops? What do you mean drops?
Like drops.
The speed!
Yes!
Yeah!
When you turn the corner, you slow down.
You suck. I don't like you.
Yeah,
I
got another good one. Yeah. You got another. All of them. Woo! Danielle wins. Okay, here's kind of a harder one.
Yay.
With pointed...
Brownies for me. Okay.
You have to shush on this one.
With pointed fangs, it sits and waits. With piercing force, it gives out fate. Over bloodless victims proclaiming its might, eternally joining them in a single bite.
Vampire?
Yeah.
No.
A bat.
With pointed fangs, it sits and waits. With piercing force, it gives out fate. Over bloodless victims proclaiming its might, eternally joining them in a single bite.
Wolverine? Werewolf?
Werewolf.
Ask me
about
that.
Is it an animal?
No.
Is it, like, a...
Dumbledore.
Dumbledore, no.
Is it a mythological creature?
No.
Okay, wait.
Is it you?
It's a type of creature, right? Something that's alive?
It's not dead.
It's a tooth.
What?
No.
Is it
wait, eternally joining you?
Eternally joining them
is
in a single
death?
Bite. What joins things together?
Death.
Bite.
Tape.
Glue.
A staple. Yes! Yeah! A stapler
joins them with a single. It makes it sound like an animal, but it's actually not.
Damn! Who got it again?
Danielle, you should just stop talking when you're the riddle.
Shut up. All of them. Okay, next.
And here's the last one. I know a word of letters three, add two, and fewer there will be.
And what?
Slower, lesser. Smaller.
Shut up! I know a word of letters three, add two, and fewer there will be.
And fewer they will
fewer.
Be.
Fewer?
Fewer? Yeah. Few and fewer.
Oh,
see,
damn.
Few is three letters.
Oh.
Add two more, you get fewer, which is less than few.
Oh. Bam!
I didn't get it.
I got it. Danielle totally owns on these riddle things.
I own.
Well, you can't get my lame jokes.
I'm just coming
you
up
don't
later. Blueberry pie.
You guessed
his
the
other thing. That's like my big E.
Flying cars.
Stick.
Sticky. Oh, good times. Sticky. Okay.
Awesome. So. It's Dumbledore is evil.
Yes.
Sorry.
Haley, do you want to point this out? Because that was your...
Page 696 in the U.S. version.
Goblet of Fire.
Yeah, the fourth book.
696.
It's in the
bookmark.
She bookmarked it and I went right past it.
Okay. Read it.
Okay, this is like in the context where Harry just got out of the third task, and this is after the confrontation with Crouch, and so they're in Dumbledore's office, and Harry's explaining the whole story.
And then, with Voldemort, too.
Yeah, with the grave.
The grave.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Harry is explaining about the grave, and this is what Harry says to Dumbledore. He said my blood would make him stronger than if he used someone else's. He said the protection my mother left in me, he'd have it too. And he was right. He could touch me without hurting himself. He touched my face. End quote. For a fleeting second, Harry thought he saw a gleam of something like triumph in Dumbledore's eyes, but the next second, Harry was sure he imagined it. For when Dumbledore had returned to his seat behind his desk, he looked as old and weary as Harry had ever seen him. Why would they put that in the book if he imagined it? I think
it has meaning.
Yes.
I think it might just be Dumbledore all of a sudden is like, oh crap, Voldemort succeeded. Like,
and well, then it's a look of triumph.
It's like, yay.
Like yay,
he's coming back.
No, triumph doesn't mean, like, in his eyes, like, oh, Voldemort triumph. Like, it didn't say he was smiling. Like,
but the eye, like, his
triumph,
but, like, eyes are like the window to someone's soul. Like, triumph. Oh,
it implies that it's.
Yes.
I think that's stupid.
I mean, like, when I first read that, I thought it was evil. I was like, oh my gosh, Dumbledore is evil. I liked him.
No, I just thought that was random and weird. And I was like, okay,
I think
whatever,
it
Dumbledore's
evil.
Yeah,
it has meaning.
It has meaning.
Probably has meaning that we don't know. Maybe he just wanted, like, oh, Harry's gotten past another part
of his life. It could just
be
something Jo put in there to confuse us because she likes to
just
do that.
To throw us off.
She probably listens to all these podcasts and laughs because...
No, but...
But did they have podcasts back then?
No, I don't think they had it back then.
Yeah, it was podcasts written back then.
Because this one's just...
No, well, I mean, we're talking about it now. I'm not talking about ones from back then.
Oh.
She listens to podcasts.
No, but she wrote this before, like,
I know.
Podcasts.
She's not
talking
about
that. Yeah, she's
talking about
now.
Yeah,
she's talking about now. She just proved me wrong.
I don't know. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think it has some significance, because why would she say it, like, oh, triumph in his eyes, if it wasn't meaningful? I don't know.
Because
everything in these books, like, even, like, little things that you think, like, mean nothing, like the locket or something in the fifth book, you think, oh, it's just the locket, whatever, and then you forget about it. And then later, when it's talking about a Horcrux in the locket, you're like, oh my gosh, a Horcrux! And then, yeah. I think it was meaning, and we'll find out
later.
Okay,
we have to go through this quickly, we're running out of time. Okay, the Mirror of Air said... Was it when Harry asked him, was it really a pair of socks that he saw?
No. Well, it's Dumbledore. Maybe it just was. I mean, he's weird like that. Maybe it just was a pair of socks, but...
I don't think so.
You never know.
I think we talked about this in the first episode, because I remember.
He wanted a bathroom.
And I think... Well, because I know, like, do you think Dumbledore would tell Harry the truth of whatever it was? Because...
Well, maybe it was something that had to do later because he didn't want to tell Harry about all of this until the fifth book.
I think it could have been something, like, maybe something to do with, like, the Horcruxes or Harry, like, succeeding, and that's, like, what he wants, because then that would save everybody, you know, because that's practically what Dumbledore's, like, purpose is. Like, he's, like, the savior type person, and he wants to, like... So I think maybe that he could have seen that, but he couldn't tell Harry because it was, like, too early. He was only 11. That was in the first book.
Well, then again, it might have also... I don't think this, but it could have been Sucks, I guess, because in the third...
What? You mean socks?
Socks.
I guess it must have been socks, I guess.
And we're like,
I said socks.
No, you said socks.
Okay, whatever, socks. I guess it could have been, but I don't believe it, because in the third book, it's like around Christmas time, and then I think Dumbledore said, like, I always get books from people or something like that.
Yeah, like, every Christmas I always get books, and I never get socks.
Maybe he just wanted some socks.
Maybe he just really wanted socks.
I don't think that. I think it has bigger meaning, and that's, if you read it, maybe, like, then you just kind of assume it had to do something with later on that he couldn't tell him.
Yeah, that's what I think.
I still go with that. I think he just wants socks.
Dumbledore mentions that there's things worse than death, but let me read this. Dumbledore tells Voldemort that there are more ways to destroy a man than killing him. Quote, that nearly taking your life will not satisfy me, I admit. End quote. His failure to understand that there are things much worse than death has always been Voldemort's greatest weakness. So, oh yeah, and there... It reminds me of, I'm reading this from, someone wrote this somewhere on a website, and said, it reminded me of when Lupin told Harry in Prisoner of Azkaban that the Dementor's kiss is much worse than death. So, do you think that this has any connection for how Harry will be able to defeat Voldemort? Like, do you think he'll use something that is worse than death? And, like, I don't think he'll use, like, a Dementor, because it's, like, retarded.
What if he puts him under the Imperious Curse and makes him kill someone else? Then live with the guilt?
What?
I don't know what you're talking
about. Voldemort doesn't have guilt. He's killed people.
Oh, wait, who were you talking about?
I know.
I said,
wait, were you talking about...
How do you think
about...
Harry's going to defeat Voldemort?
Oh, wait, I thought you were saying how Voldemort's going to do with Harry.
Oh.
That's what I thought, too.
No.
Okay,
geez.
Never mind.
People. Okay, but I think... Like, so what do you think Dumbledore thinks is worse...
I don't think it's the Dementors. I think it's something, like, more emotional.
Yeah.
Like, it's something...
Internal
maybe,
that you can't touch.
I think it's something that Voldemort's lacked his entire life. Like, something like love or something like that. And, like, that's the way to, like, destroy him.
By loving Voldemort.
He's gonna kill
him. I'm trying you. I love you, Voldemort.
No, I can't handle the love.
Marry me,
too much
Voldemort.
Too much love. No, but I think that shows, like, also that, like, Harry's not going to use a Avada Kedavra to kill...
I don't think he would. He can't, I don't think. I mean, it's...
I don't think he wants it enough.
Yeah.
I think he wants it enough.
But it doesn't
it
seem like
life.
Something that
he
would do.
Killed his parents, and... Yeah, but I don't think he would... Yeah, what you said, I don't think he would do that.
Seems too evil.
It seems too easy, that's why.
Yeah. There's probably, like, a harder way to do it. Or,
yeah.
But Voldemort has to feel some sort of, like, pain. Like, mother...
Like Cruciatus.
Not, it doesn't necessarily have to be physical or, like, mental.
Maybe he's going to mess with his mind by taking it back to the Riddle House.
I think the fact of just telling... Once Harry destroys all of Voldemort's Horcruxes and he meets him in the final battle or whatever, I think the fact that Harry telling him, like, all your Horcruxes are destroyed, you have nothing left... And I'm going to defeat you. I think that would be shocking in itself.
Mental.
Like, because, you know, Voldemort's always, like, going after immortality. Yeah, he's always going after immortality, so he's not safe anymore.
So he has nowhere to hide.
I think that could be, that's, like, a pretty good shock to him. It's like a slap in the face. Like, pah, Voldemort. Oh, yeah. Dumbledore was originally played by Richard Harris in the first two films, but he... Okay, let's see. He died sometime after the second film, and then the part was played by Michael Gambon.
In the third film.
And yeah. I think that sucks.
I know, I really liked Richard Harris.
Yeah, I think he was better.
The way he, like, talked, especially in the... I always think of the scene where...
Sorcerer's Stone.
Yeah, in the first movie, when he's talking to him in the hospital.
I know, I love that scene.
Yeah, and, like, the way he speaks and, like, his voice is, like, soft and, like,
it's
just perfect. Like, that's exactly how I imagine. Like, if there was one person I had to choose who was exactly like the character in my head, that would be him.
Yeah, because I just pictured him, like, a very caring, like, oh, you can trust me kind of person. And, like, just, like something could go to. And,
yeah.
Like, kind of like, you know, your, like, your grandpa.
How do you think he would have been if he were still alive? How do you think he would have been in the third and fourth movies?
I think better.
I mean, Dumbledore's character changes, so maybe
he No. See, in the fourth movie, they screwed up.
They made him look out of control.
They were like, he like picks him up by his robes and he's like, here, did you put your name in the fire? Yeah.
How do you think that Richard Harris would have done that?
I think it would have been like softer, like the way it was in the book.
Did you put your name in the goblet?
In the book, it's not like that forceful.
I know.
In the book,
he didn't grab him by his rope and throw him across.
He's like, Harry, did you? And then he's like, no, and he's like, I believe you, or something like that.
Yeah, he just asks him, like, normal.
It's like, not normally. Like, yeah, it even moves. Says.
Yeah, like, tell me or I'll kill you.
I know,
he's like pushing him into the wall.
Yeah, like when his name first comes out of Goblet of Fire, he's like, Harry Potter!
Yeah, he's like, Harry Potter, and then he's like, Harry Potter!
Like, I'm like, God, calm down.
When I first saw that in the preview, I was like shocked. I was like, why is he yelling? Like, that's not how it's supposed to be.
I mean, even the third movie, I didn't think it was that good because like he was only in like two parts, and then like in
changed his robes too. Did you notice?
Yeah.
Like the robes were like kind of more red and maroon and like more. I don't know, like, royal-looking, but they kind of looked more raggish in the third movie.
Like,
look
blue
at them,
and...
Like, I was like, why? And then his, like, beard is, like, tied with
this. Yeah, no, I hate that. It's like, dangling. I'm like, no!
Oh, the
show!
In a ponytail, that's stylish.
Like, what's up with that? That was really weird.
I don't know, I'm not happy with Michael Gambon. I like Richard Harris better.
Oh, and the part that I thought was really weird in the third movie was, you know how they get the time turner?
Yeah.
And they come back, and then he's like,
What?
And he's like,
goodbye.
Whoa.
I know, like, because before,
he looks so confused.
Because I'm always used to, like, having, like, Dumbledore and Harry having those meaningful, those meaningful talks, like, after, like, the big challenge in one of those books. And, like, it just wasn't there in, like, the third and fourth movie.
The fourth movie, that scene, like, at the end where Harry's, like, packing in the comm room and Dumbledore comes in.
I burned
them. He's like, I burned them in my fourth year. On accident, of course. But, like, that scene could have been really emotional funny, but it, like... Because it was another one of those moments, like, in the first movie in the hospital scene, what we were talking about before. It could have been another, like, touching moment like that, but it just didn't,
it didn't click for me.
It
didn't hit it.
He's trying his best, but
he can't measure up to what
Richard Harris did.
I think he's just thinking right now that, like, I don't think that it'll look good if I do that. It's, like, it can't work for me, so, like, I guess I shouldn't try anymore. I don't know.
But the actor needs to fit the character in the book. And in the book, like, Dumbledore's, like, all witty, but he's really nice, too. And, like, Harry feels comfortable talking to him.
Never, ever do we see him yell or get angry.
Yeah.
Because then he judges him. Then in the book, he doesn't judge him at all. And that's why Harry feels so comfortable telling him stuff.
That one scene, like, kills the whole image of Dumbledore. Mm-hmm. For everyone. Like, for people who don't read the books... Because a lot of people are too lazy, and they're like, no, just watch the movies. Which is how I am with, like, Lord of the Rings and Star Wars.
I know. Yeah. I watch Lord of the Rings, but I read, like, 20 pages, and I'm like, I'm bored.
Like, when he does die, they're not going to be like, they're like, oh, that's okay, some old, like, senile guy is dead now, too bad.
Yeah, like, it's like they don't know him.
They
like,
don't know the true Dumbledore. They know this psycho, like, crazy.
Yeah, like, Harry Potter! But in the books, like, because when he dies, like, a lot of people, like, cried, and, like, in the movies, they're going to be like, oh,
okay,
well,
he's dead.
It's like, moving on.
Yeah, I know. I think one of the reasons why they did that is because to show what Dumbledore's feeling on the inside, because he's, like, losing control, kind of.
Yeah, that's what they also said in the interview things.
Yeah, but, like, they could have done it with just the scene, like, after when he's in his office with McGonagall and Moody and Snape. Do you remember that? After his name came out, and he was like, I don't know what to do, I'm, like...
Yeah, That scene was good enough to make him look like he's losing control. They didn't need to make him yell and
Harry. He could have just said calmly, "Harry, did you put your name in the Goblet of Fire?" And he would have been like, "No, I didn't." And he'd be like, "Okay,
I believe you."
Yeah.
He's like, "Okay." And he's Crouch, just like, "Does he have to like be in it and blah blah blah?" But do you think that's his acting, or do they tell him to do that?
They probably told him to do that, because if he acted like that and that's not how the director wanted it, he could have cut that scene off, or, told him to do it differently. But obviously, the director wanted it like that, but in the first two movies, you know, it's directed by Chris Columbus. Mm-hmm. I think he did a much better job, just like with the Dumbledore parts. I mean, I know it was just with Richard Harris and he didn't have Michael Gambon, but, like, just the feeling that you kind of portray, like, from Dumbledore.
Chris Columbus is a very, like, family-oriented director.
Yeah. Like, his daughter was, like, in, like, the Hufflepuff sorting.
Oh.
Like, you know that, like, redhead girl?
Yeah. Oh, that's her?
And he's, like, Hufflepuff. Like, that's her. That's his daughter. I remember reading, like, in the interviews or something.
Oh. But, yeah, I think that's why they chose him for the first... To do it, because he's so, like, family-oriented, so he could make it...
more family.
Yeah.
Oriented.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't as funny as the third and fourth one. Like, the first one wasn't really that funny, and then the second one was kind of more funny, but
there are funny parts, but this last one, there was funny. It was hilarious.
Yeah. Third and fourth one are more funny. Well more fourth. Third one, kind of, but...
Yeah, I don't like it.
What part?
Part. Okay,
my favorite part in the third movie is when... this is just a quick little thing. When they do the time turner thing and Harry doesn't know what's going on and they look around the corner and they see themselves.
Oh yeah, I love the time turner.
And he's like, he's like, this is not normal. And like his voice, it just sounds so funny in his face. I don't know. I love that part. Me and my brother think that part's like hilarious.
I think no one else does it again.
Yeah. I think it's so funny if you just watch it. It's like.
Okay, let's watch it.
Okay, let's do the Howlers now. We got many howlers and emails. Okay, let's do the emails first.
Okay, emails.
Okay, this one, I was supposed to answer this. I forgot to mention this in our last episode because I sent it a while ago. I'm sorry. It's from Kimberly Condon. she wrote, "You people are the best. You're so funny and give really good tips. Just one question. How did you get your name for the podcast? Thanks. Love you. Bye." And we answered this before, but I think I cut it out.
Oh, hey, yeah. I came up with the idea just because I like Vilas, and also we're all girls.
Yeah.
So that fits with the Vilas.
And we enchant you.
Okay, I don't know, but I didn't think of the enchanting part. That's Haley.
That's Haley's job.
We were trying to come up with names, and, like, Ariel suggested, like, the Bewitching Hour, and I suggested... really dumb name. The Mug Club, because it's, like, short for Muggle.
Mug Club.
Oh, no, like, Slug Club.
Yeah, that's where I got the idea.
Mug? That, like, sounds like we're, like, robbers.
That's why I was like, oh, that's not gonna work.
Taking one wizard at a time.
Yeah. That's funny.
And Danielle cannot stop laughing.
Oh, my God. Ooh, that was funny. Okay. So that's from Kimberly Condon.
Whee!
Good question, by the way. Okay. This is from Serena.
Hi.
Okay. I'm not going to read the whole email because it was really long. So she says, "Hi, ViewerCast. My name is Serena, and I love your show. I live in Utah. Parentheses. Yeah, you reached the England and Austria, but you've also reached only one state over, too. In parentheses. I've listened to all your episodes and I eagerly await the fifth installment." And she suggested a segment from Megan because we were trying to think of that. And I don't know, I think my British word of the thing is going down the tubes. Because it's not
just
exciting.
A bit.
Maybe I'll do it randomly. But as Megan pointed out to me, the show is my segment because without me,
for the most part.
Show. But I think this Howler segment's going to be.
Yours?
Yeah.
That would make more sense.
Because I have, it's all on my
Danielle's
computer.
Howlers.
Well, all our howlers, but I'm going to...
You're the one who's reading it.
So, and she put, at the end is like, that's all I can think of now. If you would give me a shout out, I'd love to hear my name over a Velocast.
So woo, shouting
say Serena
out.
Over and over again. Serena, Serena, Serena,
Serena, Serena, Serena, Serena, Serena, Serena, Serena. Yes, Serena.
That's like the
Serena girls. From Utah, yeah.
No, that's like it, Serena from...
Don't say it. Don't say it. No,
yeah,
no.
What is it?
No.
What is it? The show, the cartoon, my favorite.
No, don't say it.
Sailor Moon! That's
what that's what you're thinking of.
Sailor Moon. Wait.
That's not her... Well,
her name's Serena.
That's the English version.
What?
It's Usagi. Well, we live... I read too much fan fiction, okay?
Most speak English.
So, Usagi.
Serena. Serena. Okay.
Oh, I don't like the English dub words. Oh, they have nothing to do.
And I also
the English dub names,
said,
okay.
She said, P.S. Say hi to Kelly Asia for me.
Woo, hi.
Just kidding. A shout out to you all. You are all my favorites.
Yay. We're all favorites.
Woo. Wow. I'm not going to read that. Oh, okay. Just FYI, Denise is also Asian.
Yes.
She just wanted everyone to know. But Kellen's the original Asian, so.
Woohoo!
I'm half.
Denise is the copyright.
I'm half Asian.
Copyright Denise.
I'm half Asian, although it's Filipino, so it's more Pacific Islander. So I
don't
mind
Caucasian.
I don't really look Asian. What?
Caucasian.
I'm Caucasian. Oh. She's the blonde, white, blue-eyed person.
Oh, yeah, you do have blue eyes.
Gosh, this is like the fifth thing, and you're like, oh my gosh,
you guys,
you
we're running out of time.
Yes, sorry.
Okay.
Let's go on.
This is from Courtney. She said, hey, I just want to say hi, and then I do listen to the podcast. You guys are just great. Best podcast out there. Most other HP podcasts put me to sleep. Courtney.
Yay. Woo-hoo.
Thank
you. We don't put you to sleep.
Yay, we're not too sleepy.
Okay, and this is sweet. From... Alina, or Alina, Nye,
Elena?
Or Nye,
Nye,
like Bill Nye,
the science guy.
Okay, anyway, she says, hi guys, I really like your show. I was hoping that at the end of your future shows, you could tell us what your next topic was going to be about. That way we would have something to leave a howler about. Just an idea, see ya, Alina Nye from Glendale.
Yay.
Sorry if we pronounced it terribly wrong.
Or Lena.
So we figured that we'll take them.
So our next person is going to be Severus Snape.
We'll do that every show. We'll say it for our next
topic. I say Elena.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I'm just pronouncing it multiple ways so we can
Elena
say it the
too.
Right way, guys.
We'll get 1 out of 10.
Okay, so that's the email part.
Yay!
And now for the howler
section.
Okay, here's the first one.
Hi, this is Mikey from Georgia, and I just wanted to come say that I love you guys' show. It's one of my favorite podcasts between Muggle, and it's like right up there with Mugglecast, so that's really, really good, because, it's just really cool, and I just think it's so cool that you guys are just like, the only like Harry Potter podcast with all girls, and you guys have inspired me to possibly do my own podcast sometime in the near future. That's all I want to say, and I love your show. Bye.
Yay!
Yay!
Okay. She also sent another howler, but it's kind of long, so I'm gonna play it because we're running out of time. And she said like, oh, she can't be it. Like, she can't make her own podcast because her dad wouldn't let her or something. And, like, she
doesn't
have an editing program and stuff.
Yeah.
So, Haley and I mentioned this on our Velocast Mini. We had this idea where we could have, like, a... Maybe later when we have more listeners.
Actually, this is just Danielle's theory.
No. It was an idea.
Well, you suggested...
The contest... We'll, like, have a contest where you just, like, email and give us your name and then we'll, like, randomly pick one out of, like, a hat or something. And then you could, like, do an episode with us.
How would that happen?
Like how Ariel did too.
Oh yeah,
Skype.
Skype thing.
So,
but what if they don't have a microphone thing?
That's a thing. They have to have a microphone.
But wouldn't that be unfair to our listeners to listen?
Well, then get a microphone.
Okay.
If they really wanted to, they'd get it.
Okay.
Oh, that's true.
So you have to have a microphone. That's the only thing. But so we were thinking maybe, like, you could be the first one. Oh, and we don't understand what your name is.
We think it's Morgan. Is it Morgan?
From Georgia? Girl from Georgia? I listened to it 5 million times. I can't understand because you said it really fast.
Well, also the microphone went poof.
Yeah. Like, when you...
Just like that.
So, Leave another howler email list and tell us what your name is. Because I feel it so out. Bad. Or say it slowly. They think it's Morgan.
It sounds sort of like that, but then there's also like a k sound.
Yeah.
Like a morke. Or maybe that's just the microphone because it's going like.
Yeah, maybe.
When you breathe. So, I don't know.
Breathe.
Okay, like, our next.
Yeah, just play
the same.
It.
Okay.
This is from Lena.
Again?
Hi, this is Lena from Phoenix. I was just hoping that that you guys could tell us what your topic was going to be for the next show. That way we can call in and give a little input as well. Love your show. Bye.
Snape.
Yeah, so we are going to do that. Snape. Okay, and this is our last howler, and she also left a question.
So, ooh, for questions.
This is from Erica. We love Erica because she left a question. Okay, here we go. This one, it's kind of long. It's like a minute and a half.
Hey, dear Lacasters. This is Erica from Las Vegas, Nevada. And I was just listening to episode 4, and I just couldn't help but call in and say how much I just love your show. It's awesome. You guys are seriously like the female version of MuggleCast. It's just awesome. I love just every part of it. I have absolutely no complaints. Your discussions, riddle, Haley's lame joke, tragic magic, it's all just awesome. And you guys just sound like you have so much fun, but you have so much interesting ideas and intelligent thoughts to give to us listeners. So just letting you know that you guys are great, and I vote for you guys on Podcast Alley ever since I started listening, since I think episode 2. And figured I'd just maybe leave you guys a quick question. Do you think it's possible that there's a Horcrux maybe in Godric's Hollow? Maybe after Voldemort killed James Potter, he created a Horcrux or something. And do you think that there might be one in Riddle's house, that's like Voldemort's headquarters, and the Horcrux that's in the Riddle house is Nagini? Because Dumbledore kind of speculated that it might have been his pet snake, and I don't know, maybe that's where he kind of works out of or something. So... he does the great work, and he's stroking any free time. Feel free to release a lot more episodes. I go crazy having to wait every 2 weeks, but I know you guys are busy and all that, so just want to let you know you guys are awesome. Talk to you later. Bye.
Yay!
Yay.
That's she kind of gave me the idea, too, of doing our ViliCast mini, since it's, like, hard to wait every 2 weeks.
Explain what the podcast mini is.
Oh, I kind of said that in the beginning, but our ViliCast minis are just... probably going to be, like, just two of us. We did, Haley and I did one at Starbucks, and it ended up being, like, 15 minutes long.
It meant to be, like, half an hour.
Yeah.
They're just random
But it's
talks.
Talking about everything non-Harry Potter related, from laptop connections to Aquila and the Bee. You'll understand if you listen to it. So, enjoy. It was produced purely for... enjoyment.
Oh, and yeah, to answer the questions about the Horcrux in Godric's Hollow, maybe.
It is Nagini, though. We already
know that. No, that's the Riddle's house. We're talking about Godric's Hollow.
Yeah.
Like, when Harry...
Oh.
That goes along with the theory of Harry's the Horcrux, which Danielle shot down.
Because it's not possible.
What about the scar itself?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, how would you kill it? You stab it?
Well, I don't know. It's kind of like killing the ring. How do you kill a ring?
Wait. Yeah. Okay, I don't think there could be a Horcrux in Godric's Hollow, though, because, like, Dumbledore. I'm stuck on Dumbledore now. Voldemort wasn't prepared for, like, he didn't expect it to, like, backfire on him and, like, practically kill him. He would have died if he didn't have his Horcruxes, because it was a Avada Kedavra that backfired on him. So, he wasn't really ready, and I don't think he could be, like, wait, hold on, let me make a Horcrux before I practically die. So, I think, like...
yeah.
I don't think there is one in Godric's Hall.
Well, maybe...
you never know.
Plus, the house was, like, destroyed.
So, it could be any... like, it doesn't have to be, oh, look, it's standing out in the open.
I think people are getting, like, too crazy with, like, Horcruxes. Like, are Harry's glasses Horcruxes? All right, blah, blah, blah. Like, everything.
Are you saying my scar theory is not right?
It's not right.
Hey, well, you know,
Danielle's not JKR.
It's just fun to speculate.
I might as well be. Anyway, I like how she mentioned that the Riddle's house is kind of like his headquarters type thing.
That's true, yeah.
Where he, like, works out of. I really like that idea of, like, that's kind of, like, his
Yeah.
His, like, refuge. Yeah, type thing.
And so maybe the final battle will be there.
Yeah, and I think there could be something, a Horcrux there, because...
That's where it all started. Like, sort of.
And we think Virginia is...
No, I think he could have, like... Because you know how there's something of Gryffindors or Ravenclaws?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think he could have, like, hidden it there, you know? Yeah. So I think that... I like that idea that she brought up that it was, like...
Yeah, that's interesting. But also, to go back to Godric's Hollow, you know... It's just like,
we're over that.
I'm trying to kill your theory. I'm just really trying.
You can't.
Because, okay, you know that, like, he wasn't expecting.
Okay, we can't talk about. We're already, like, over an hour.
No, it'll take, like, 30 seconds. Okay.
Right. Counting. One Mississippi.
Stop!
Go! Kellen's telling me.
Oh my gosh,
watch.
I forgot what I was going to say. Okay,
good.
No. Okay, since, like, it was unexpected that it didn't kill Harry. Maybe it was unexpected that he made a Horcrux. There.
No.
Harry ended.
There's an incantation you have to say to make something a Horcrux.
I know, Slughorn, but he didn't.
Said that.
But, like,
so he's, like, dead, and he's like, hold on, blah, 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 and said whatever he has to. And, like, okay, now I can almost die.
Okay, let's go on to jokes. Sometimes he can bend the rules. Like, he doesn't... Okay,
no, you can't bend the rules of
magic. Bend the rules. Harry didn't die.
Hold on. That didn't bend the rules. It was because of his mom's dying for him.
But, like, Avada Kedavra is supposed to kill. It didn't kill.
Because that's old enchanted magic.
I know, but it's still bending the rules.
It's not bending the rules. Guys, stop arguing.
It's part of the rules that he forgot.
Okay.
Because that's very rare that someone's going to kill you for, like, with love, so...
Like, someone would die for you.
Okay, we're done. I'm keeping my Harry Horcrux theory, and we'll move on.
Harry Horcrux.
Yeah. Even that's completely wrong.
Was just or completely
that was so
angry.
I'm just gonna cut that out.
Yeah,
okay.
Please cut that out.
No!
Now, it's time for, I guess, we'll have Haley's lame jokes. Although, I was disappointed. Last episode, there wasn't any that was really out loud funny. It was just kind of like, oh, that's funny.
Yeah, out loud stupid.
Yeah. So, we expect better ones this time, Haley.
Fine, I'll try and see if these are to your liking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, okay, first one, it's a blonde joke.
Oh, great.
Okay, why couldn't the blonde manage to make ice cubes?
She couldn't freeze them?
Because they were, like, ice blobs. She couldn't make them into cubes.
Wait, hold on. She didn't know how to freeze them?
She didn't know what a square looked like.
No, she was... She
tried to get the wrapper.
What?
Ice cube, the wrapper, whatever his face is.
No. Why couldn't that one manage to make ice cubes?
Okay, what?
She couldn't find the recipe. To make ice cubes.
Oh, I get it.
Aw, that's kind of lame.
Next.
Shut up. Okay.
That one failed the test. Next.
Okay.
Next. No.
Okay, why did the man's arm bleed a lot?
Because it was cut.
Oh, that was him!
That's the answer!
Okay.
No, because he chopped it off.
That's not a joke.
That's not a joke. That's, like, factual. That's, like, doctor.
No, that's really funny.
Yay, it passed the test.
I don't know. Callan's test. That's because it's so weird.
No, that was... Okay.
No, because it was funny how you got it without knowing.
Yeah.
Because it's cut.
It's obvious.
Okay, what's the difference between boogers and broccoli?
Boogers are squishy?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
One's squishy.
No.
Broccoli tastes good.
They both...
Ew.
I don't like
them. They have to do with eating.
I don't know.
Boogers taste better.
Danielle.
No, boogers have a different name called bogies.
What? That has nothing to do with
bogies.
It.
Broccolis are a vegetable.
Yeah.
Great observation.
Boogers come from your nose.
You can buy broccoli.
And it's just right there.
Boogers are natural from your nose.
No. What's the difference between boogers and broccoli?
Okay, what?
Kids don't eat broccoli.
Oh! I knew, see, Kelly, we were right. It had something to do with eating.
Okay, did that one pass the test?
No. Not really. What? Why? That was stupid.
That's fine. Lame.
Okay.
Okay.
Next. They're getting worse as we go.
What? Okay, if anyone knows the answer to this, don't say it.
Okay.
What do you call cheese that doesn't belong to you?
Belong? Kellen.
Cheese that doesn't belong to you? Yeah, okay,
okay,
don't say
okay,
it.
Okay, what do you call cheese? Does that have anything to, like, cut the cheese?
No.
Cut the cheese. It's on the Taco Bell bag.
What? Shh. Okay,
they had this joke on... Shut up!
Say it, Kellen.
They had this joke on the Taco Bell bag. Oh, come on.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
What do you call cheese that doesn't belong to you?
Exactly that wording.
What?
Nacho cheese!
Nacho cheese! That's...
God. Okay. I have to make myself laugh more so that our listeners laugh.
Hey, that one passed the test.
Yeah, it did, but
yeah.
Kellen ruined it because she knew.
I know. I'm sorry. I read Taco Bell.
Nacho cheese.
You go to Taco Bell too often.
No, that was a long time ago.
It explains a lot.
Go ahead.
Hey!
Okay, okay. What? I like their cinnamon swirls things.
Do they still have those?
Yeah, don't they?
I don't know.
Hey, I don't eat at Taco
this
Bell.
This is my last one.
I don't
one.
Really go there. Okay, my last this one. Better be good because none of them have...
What do you call a cow with one leg?
Oh, man.
Three-legged cow?
No, with one leg.
3% milk.
No.
What? 1% milk.
75%
no.
milk.
No, 25%.
It doesn't have to do with milk.
Okay.
Foot to mouth.
What? Okay.
Something to do with hooves. Foot. Feet.
You can't walk. A lame cow?
A lame cow?
Like, no.
Like, this joke is a lame joke?
No, like, it's lame. Like, you can't walk with... It's called lame.
A cow with three legs?
No, it has one leg, not three.
There's one, right?
One leg. Oh, what do you call a cow with one leg?
Is it dead?
A poke?
It's dead?
I don't know.
Okay.
It has no significance.
Go.
Yeah.
One really messed up cow.
Oh, my God.
That's that
does
not pass the test.
That has nothing to do with it. That's so... That's as bad as what did Batman say to Robin before they got in the car? Robin, get in the car!
Hey, that one was pretty funny, wasn't it?
No, that was...
No,
dope.
I like the thick one.
No, because yeah. I was like, one of my guesses was to the Batmobile, and you're like, that's not funny, but the punchline wasn't even funny.
Robin, get in the car.
Yeah.
Robin, get in the car.
I thought that was pretty funny, actually.
Yeah. Just like that was brown and sticky.
A stick.
Oh, man.
You killed it.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Wow, this is a really long episode.
A vampire's bang. His other thing. That's my favorite joke.
Is that the classic one?
Yeah, that's my favorite. That was hilarious.
I need to find more jokes like that. Maybe you'll be more satisfied. So now the standards are going up, and now it's going to be even harder for me to find good jokes to satisfy you!
Just watching you is funny enough.
She's like hypo-rendon. Okay. I guess we have reached the end of the show. I am Danielle.
I'm Denise.
Double D.
I'm Haley.
I'm Harry Kellen. Potter.
Haley Potter.
Okay.
Wait, did you say your name?
Yeah, I did.
Say it loud, I didn't hear it.
I did. Kellen. It's Kellen.
Kellen.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Adios.
Bye.
Episode 5, and I'm like, save, because I'm finally done. And then the program freezes, and it's like, error. So I lost the blooper for the episode. So I thought this would be... I thought this could be my little blooper, because it's just so funny. Laugh out loud. Do you guys want to meet my dog? Sunshine, come here, girl. Come here. Say hi. Sit. Sit. I know she's a golden retriever named Sunshine. Speak, son. Speak. 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 Good dog. She says hello. Okay, well, that was my blooper. See you guys later.